Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
How can we like change those patterns? And so a lot of cover a little bit more and tell us a little bit about yourself, because we were, you know, 100% on everything you do. So if you can just kind of give us a little introduction, yeah, that'd be great.
I didn't want to butcher your name. It's pronounced Heike. Is that correct?
Heike.
Heike. See, I knew, yeah, I was going to get it wrong. And I was worried about that. But I was telling everyone about how you guys teach about how to experience like true love and connection and real like sexual fulfillment and like healing through sex with somatic healing. And you guys have the pleasure on purpose healing system. So I know people out there are wondering what that is. And there's many people who don't know what somatic healing is. So maybe kind of explain a little about that and how you got into it, I guess.
Oh my goodness, there's a whole lot there. How long do we have?
Whatever you want to start. I mean, honestly, wherever you want to start, because people are really intrigued by this. We had a guest on last week that we kind of touched a limit on. It was called Anything But Sex, and that was a whole nother show. But people love, you know, they want to learn more. They want to learn how they can heal through sex. They want to learn how to get more fulfillment out of sex, the deeper connection. And I'm intrigued by it too. So wherever you want to start.
I would start with, first and foremost, we, in addition to being sexual healers, for lack of a better term, we would talk the other day, there's not a better word for that, but we're also conscious sex educators. And with our local group here in San Diego called Sex and Love Unplugged, which is kind of like that, you know, MTV version where you can just come and talk about sex and relationships and love and all in a place without judgments. We really, at the bottom line, we teach about sacred sexuality, about how to bring consciousness into the bedroom. Because when I met my beloved wife, I brought all my sex skills of being a guy over all the years, and I met this incredible woman who was all about spirit and energies. And it has just been a wonderful combination of those two. And we teach, you know, what we call the new relationship paradigm, which is kind of throwing out all that stuff that really doesn't work in relationships, like this death do you part for the rest of my life thing, and so many other ideas about how to keep relationships fresh. And sexuality is really the core when it comes down to relationships.
Right.
Yeah, and there's this whole wave around consciousness, and you know, it has been growing that people go to all the spiritual circles, energy work, all of this, and it's really the area of sexuality is where we're still kind of a little bit, I want to say almost afraid to connect these two, which is crucial to really experience the wholeness. And I know this for myself. I've been on a spiritual path for the last 30 years, and I basically came to a point where I would still go in circles, where I would think, now I'm totally enlightened, now I got it all down. and then all of a sudden, boom, it would hit again. And I came to the point really to realize that there's the body and the cellular memory and how we need to heal this, and particularly for women to really get like not only in touch with our bodies and sexuality, but to drop all the shame and trauma and all the things that there's not so much support when it comes to healing work. And so for me, it was like, we need to do this. And in order for the divine feminine to come in to being in a full consciousness, it's also body consciousness and it's sexual consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And I think that's like, you know, so wonderful too. And like, I hear about Tantra, for example, or Taoism and whatnot. So like, I don't know. And it's like you hear about it and you learn about it. And you can only read so much in a book. Like, I feel like there should be seminars on this and whatnot. And I think that's actually how I came across you guys. I don't know what I was doing. I was researching on like groups and whatnot on Tantra and Taoism. And I found you guys and I thought it was really interesting on what you guys did. So that's how I found you, FYI. So, and there is a lot of...
Explain a little bit more about tantric sex and you know, what's all about. Because I think there's a lot of listeners who really have no idea at all about it.
That's true.
Well, I want... bottom line, that would mean bringing consciousness and awareness to your sexuality. Now, I don't go... I mean, I've been to you know, plenty of tantric events, but we don't, number one, we don't consider ourselves qualified to be tantric teachers, because sexuality and tantra is actually a very small percentage of that Indian teaching. That said, we bring consciousness and sacredness into our sexuality. Now, we bring a lot of the tools over, such as, you know, eye gazing and the breath work, certainly from Taoism, and syncing your breath together and your bodies together. And what I teach men, because I just love teaching men how to be better lovers, and it starts with slowing down. I mean, slowing down in everything they do and becoming just present to the moment that they're with their lover. And so teaching them not to have these, you know, orgasm is the touchdown rules and then turn over and go to sleep, which so many women are experiencing in life. But a man that could be present with you and doesn't have just genitals on his mind, right? It's right. The ability to touch your whole body and be present with you the entire time and not be thinking about a cell phone or football games or this other stuff. So we bring elements of tantra into it. And certainly it's just really about the presence and awareness.
Hallelujah on that, because it's interesting, because there are so many men that don't understand. It's like, you know, they don't realize there's so much more to sex, and that if you do slow down, how much more fulfilling that is. So how do you feel, or how do you find, let's say, or how do men find you? And do they get a little intimidated? Because I feel like a lot of men that I know, well, not just in general, are like, what do you mean, teach me how to have better sex? I'm great, you know? So how do you get past that? Like, what is your way of talking to them, I guess, in a way?
I would like to speak on this one, because it's not even so much about tools and techniques and to become a better lover. It's to really understand the complexity of a woman. Like, it's like we don't even really know all aspects of ourselves. I mean, it's just when we look at the feminine body itself, it's complicated. It's really complicated. And so it's really, the starting point is to shift the mindset and the awareness from what do I get out of it? How do I look better? How can I show up as the superhero man, rather than how can I serve? How can I come in and bring the best out in this woman so that I get a tenfold return?
Okay.
Correct. And I think a man, and not in all cases, but I think a man has to have, you know, Gail, I was reading your bio, and similar to you, I had my aha moment in my 40s. I went through a devastating relationship and marriage, and the same relationship patterns and triggers kept repeating themselves over and over and over in my life. So much, I really started trying to avoid as much as possible. And I'm like, I'm going to be single forever. And yet I had my own personal awakening, consciousness, whatever you want to call it, wake up moments, when I'm like, you know what, there's a lot more to this whole relationship thing than I realize. And I've got to clean up my shit and my side of the street before I can ever bring myself fully into a relationship with a woman. And so it was going down the path of the awakened masculine, the conscious masculine, whatever we want to call it these days, the new masculine. And in that, you know, sexuality is one component. How you show up in the bedroom, when you show up from a heart-centered space, while still in your balls, mind you, because we don't want to be too heart tra-la-la center, but really the grounded masculine, but really consciously aware of his actions, not only with his woman, but with the planet, with so many other things. I think men are, to answer your question, I think men are naturally attracted to that when they're ready. And you can't just go out there and say, there's plenty of guys saying, I'll make you a better lover.
Right.
That's kind of a side result of what happens, but it's not how I necessarily attract them.
Got it. So like,
I would think if guys come to you, then they're already kind of ready, willing, or want to change or be better if they come to you. But do you get sometimes like a wife or a girlfriend will bring a guy that really is just clueless?
Oh my goodness, yes.
Absolutely. And that's a lot of times too, when relationships come to a point where the sexuality or the whole interaction gets stale, or where there's really problems showing up, or fights or whatever, couples coming to us that really want to work on this. And, you know, the bottom line is men do want and need tools. This is how they function. It's like, okay, show me how it's done. And as soon as you have this opening, obviously you can redirect a little bit and add to it and change things up. And then the whole, while we're also on this call, around sexual healing, because there's a lot too you can do as partners.
Right, true.
So let's start. And is it all kind of instruction and talking to them, or is there, I mean, do you have like practical sessions where couples come over, or no? Is it just more like therapy, or do they actually kind of, you know, get involved in imagining?
We do both. We have, for any of our workshops, we usually have a talk-centered meetup first, so that people can understand the theory of what we're teaching. Like, for example, we have sacred sexuality meetup, or we have a de-armoring the yoni meetup, which we'll talk about in a minute here about what armor is. But we'll bring the people in first, give the theory, so that when we get to the workshop, we don't have to be explaining a lot. And yes, then we have workshops with couples, and then we have one-on-one work with couples.
Okay. So do you want to talk a little bit about what somatic means and what somatic healing is?
Somatic healing is really taking off. We were in New York last month at the Sex and Medicine Summit, and the topic was how to heal trauma through pleasure. Mm-hmm. And so the theory is that pain and trauma, now when I say trauma, I don't just mean rape. I think everybody has been traumatized at some point in their life from relationships, whether it's yelling or screaming or having stuff thrown at you, or just the chaos of going through a breakup or a divorce leaves a memory not only in your brain, but in your body, in the cellular tissue. So it's called cellular tissue memory. And the way we've been doing it for so long is going to talk therapy for years and years and years and years and years, and we tell the same story over and over and over and over again and perpetuate the same story in our relationships. Every time something new comes up, we get in that same story again.
Right.
And so
right.
What somatic looks at is the body. It says, okay, the mind is important to deal with, yes, but what about the memories in the body, and how are those stored, and how can we get them cleared? Because when it comes down to it, it's just energy that is stuck in the body, especially in traumatic experiences and relationships. And if you don't move that energy out of the body at some point, it is going to move for you in negative ways. And so those
are even physically.
Yeah.
And yeah, even physically. I mean, I get a lot of clients that have, you know, problems in the sacral chakra. So they like intestinal problems, or in women, ovary issues, and it's all relationship based.
You're right. And even me, with as a massage therapist, you know, learning massage and realizing they've had this, you know, maybe their leg is hurt for however many years. And then when I get into it, it's connected through some trauma they've had with a relationship or a death or something. It's amazing what's stored, the issues in your tissues and how they're stored.
Absolutely.
So this is fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. And for me too, I am a Reiki master teacher as well. I know you are into it too. And there's really only so much you can do. And you know, the connection between the emotions stored in the body, right? That's where Reiki is too, going to what's the emotional cause behind any symptom that is showing up. And that's a very important part. And then there's also the body. And for me, I'm a doctor of naturopathy, and I've studied holistic medicine. And there was always this one piece that was missing in terms of working with my patients back in Germany. And sexuality is one of the things that is held back. And so if we get a massage, so there is, you know, energy work, massage, chiropractic, all of this, but no one does really the internal work.
Right.
And for a woman specifically, everything that we experience is also stored in the vagina. And with the G-spot really as our second brain as a woman. So there's a whole neurological connection, neuropathways from your vagina to the brain. And we have cleared everything but that.
So how do you like clear it? Like, what is the technique basically to do it? And I guess too, is this also where, you know, let's say you have an orgasm when you're younger and you feel shame, or, you know, you feel guilt after you have sex. Is that, can you clear that? Is that also like the way?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Everything that you experience today in regards to shame and guilt and relationship baggage and triggers and mirrors, it all goes back to your childhood. Something happened, whether your parents shamed you or the church shamed you or a boyfriend said you got a big butt. These things sit in your body, and it happens for both men and women. We work with both, and I'm shocked at the number of men who have been sexually abused when they were boys, and nobody ever talks about this.
Yeah.
And because it's supposed to be perfectly normal, right? I mean, it's like if a woman is violated, it's of course it's important, but a guy, it's like, oh, get over it. But no, these things are. We had a client not too long ago who, he's been a coward his whole life. That's what his words. And it goes back to a time, he didn't know this until he worked with us. He was 5 years old and he got hit on the playground and he never got up. And from that little tiny experience, he felt like a coward his whole life. So to answer your question, what we do in session is we go and we look for and we press these triggers. Okay. We're looking for the memory. We're looking for the memory in the body. The memory comes up and we will process it in many different ways together. It could be yelling at your mom. It could be setting the church on fire. It could be finally telling the rapist for the first time, stop, and feeling what that feels like in your body when everything stops and you take your power and your freedom back. These allow it could be running up a tree to safety. We've been doing a lot of that lately for people who have trauma. And then you're moving your body a lot. So that allows that energy, that stuck energy, to get out of the body. And once it's out of the body, it's gone. The beauty of our work is when somebody is done with us in sessions, they don't have to return. Now, what makes us different is that instead of just doing the somatic body work and leaving basically a gaping hole, an energetic hole where once there was this stuck energy, we then replace it with pleasure. So we bring pleasure to the entire body. And what that does in psychological, physiological terms is it collapses the negative memory and replaces it with a positive one. So it's completely and permanently out of the body.
And then on top of it, what is also different is we only work as a couple.
Yeah.
So basically representing the feminine and the masculine. And mostly Jonathan does the body work while I do all the energy work. Besides Reiki, I'm also a shamanic practitioner. It's actually very shamanic on top of this, and I'm highly intuitive. So there's nowhere to go. We're covering spirit, mind, and body all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And these blocks that people have, is this stopping them from having, you know, having orgasms, having fulfilling, deep, intimate relationships? Right? Or what is these energy blocks, these traumas, what's it really doing to people?
The blocks are keeping them, especially, again, I'm always the one talking to women here, keeping them from experiencing pleasure. Like the more we tell ourselves, or basically being taught by society, we're not okay in our bodies. There's always something wrong with our bodies, right? We have these images of top models and we have to follow all of those, and we're never good enough. So I have not yet met a woman who is not on some level shaming her body, is not happy with some part of her body, rather than really fully embracing not just the body and then the sexuality. It's like when we are as women sexually liberated, we've been called many, many names, right? While for guys, it's all okay. All of this is stored in the body, that it's not okay to be hot and sexy and beautiful and no matter in what shape we come.
And yes, it does show up in their relationships because when a woman has been abused, whether it's from the last boyfriend who yelled at her or the one that wanted to have sex with her when she didn't want to have sex or the one that raped her, when she shows up to her next relationship and that memory is still in her body, when she goes and and has the same type of sexual encounter, that memory is going to fire. And so she ends up in fear, ends up unable to orgasm, and ends up unable to be her complete wild, free self.
And it also shows up, many women can relate to this as well. You're having sex with your love, with your partner, and all of a sudden tears come up.
Yeah.
I think almost every woman has experienced that before, that
so most men.
Everything is great and all of a sudden there is boom, something shows up in the middle of beautiful lovemaking. And it can be tears, it can be fear, it can be a complete turn off. And once again, it's the body memory that fires off, whether it's a certain movement internally, a movement of the body, maybe during wild sex, her wrist being held and she falls back into some memory, or her ex, whatever shows up. And it's those times where we fall back into this memory. As every partner we talked about before, even your man can help.
Get a lot of clients that, I mean, it sounds like you've worked with some pretty deep-rooted issues, but you get a lot of clients that are just, you know, kind of interested more in, you know, having a little bit more excitement, maybe don't have as deeper issues, but just want something a little bit more fulfilling.
Absolutely. It's from just, I want to prepare for my next relationship. I want to clear myself. I want to be better. I want to be better in business. I want to have more pleasure in my life. I want more freedom. I want more confidence. I just want to become this unstoppable woman. Mm-hmm. I'm hitting blocks in my business, in my relationships, in my environment. It's really when we feel something is holding us back or we're going in circles. As little as that to severe trauma.
I'm back on, guys, by the way. I don't know what happened.
Okay. and that's for the women. As far as the men go, we work with a lot of men who just want to be on purpose. I mean, a lot of times they just get a little wishy-washy and feel like they can't make a decision. Mm-hmm. And there's stuff from the past holding them back. And they're scared to show up fully in business. They're scared to show up fully in relationships. Conscious men are scared to death to show up fully in their masculine.
True that.
Because they're just, they've been beat down and wussified. And so getting that all out of their system is what helps them step into their true purpose as men. Our men's program is called the Kingmaker for a reason. Because we make heart-centered, gracious kings who are still in their balls.
So now you gave us a great tip for men was, you know, first just slow down and get more in touch with your partner. Do you have other simple tips like that? And also for women, what are like the main things that you can tell our listeners that will just, you know, instantly help?
For women, it's really learning how amazing they are. And to really get to know themselves sexually. We expect guys to know what to do with us and how to, you know, push the right buttons that we experience all the pleasure rather than self-exploration. And actually for this reason, I have just created a whole new network for women called Pussy Power Network, so that women actually get to know themselves. So for the listeners here that want to do something right now too is, you know, there's so many videos today out there. There's so many books out there. I believe every woman should read the newest one, which is called Pussy. It's a book by Regina Thomashour and Vagina by Naomi Wolf. We need to know how we work and how we can use our own orgasm for healing, how we can use our own orgasm for manifestation, how powerful we actually are. And to really get in touch literally with your yoni, with your pussy. And it starts with even a mirror of looking at it. A big education I do for women is to really know that no vulva looks the same. Mm-hmm. And there's so much insecurity for women there. And to really know what turns us on. And it starts really with our self-pleasuring practice. Like, we too have learned the masculine way of, oh, we just got to get to the orgasm. And you know, we ask men to slow down. We ask men to take their time. But how much do we take time in our self-pleasuring practice?
Very true. And that's, you brought up a good point too, because a bunch of girlfriends and I, probably about a year ago, were talking about, I don't know why it came up, but we were talking about how our vaginas looked. And my one girlfriend was like, she always thought she had an ugly vagina and she was very insecure about it and had trouble orgasming because of it and was really shy, you know, when she was with a man. And she wound up having a partner for a long time and was just still having trouble emotionally. And
oops, she's breaking up.
I think we lost Bridget, and that was a great story. Oh, my goodness.
I'm hanging on.
So we all have different looking ones. I think a lot of women don't know all the different parts that actually work. You know, there's a lot of people wondering, well, you know, can you really orgasm from a G-spot? What's that about? Squirting, all that kind of stuff. You get into that?
Absolutely. There's a couple different workshops we have, but one is specific to female anatomy, because most women often don't even know what happens up there and all these amazing bliss spots. And oh my goodness, you hold there, what happens? So both men and women come, and especially couples, but women love hearing about this and learning about it, learning about their G spot and their A spot and all these wonderful spots. And going back to what you were just talking about, or actually Bridgetta was talking about, there's a wonderful book for your listeners. It's on Amazon. It's called Petals, P-E-T-A-L-S, like a flower. And it's it was a photographer actually in San Diego who took pictures of women's vaginas, like hundreds of them. And it's done like in a really cool monochrome kind of black, not quite black and white, sepia. Mm-hmm. And it is, the whole intent of the book was for women to look at it and be like, wow, everyone is different. And that allowed them to all of a sudden have these awakening moments for themselves to say that, to understand that they were perfectly normal.
And I would think guys want to look at this and know what, you know, how everything works. I think guys are confused too as to exactly what works and how it works and how to get that going.
Well, yeah, that's true. It's just, we do though, as men tend to, you know, we're the ones that can see your vagina, right? So we've seen quite a few in our life, whereas a woman never has, unless she's been with a woman before.
Yeah.
Or seen herself.
And this is the empowering part of the book and in general, that we only, if we're lucky, if we're taking a mirror, we're going to see our own vulva. But if we're hetero, we usually don't have a chance to see any other woman's one. And to compare, and then rather than comparing, really seeing everyone is different. And they're all beautiful. Like, there's no same face out there. There's also no same vulva out there. And once again, this is my biggest passion for women, to really embrace their genitals, their bodies, and to know how special they are. And because of that, we're actually on Wednesday, we're having a showing on Petals, like a meeting in at night. I'm starting my Pussy Power Network to connect women and have all questions there. And in February, we're going to have a Pussy Power Retreat where we're exactly going to be doing that, where we get to know ourselves as women. We get to know our genitals. We free ourselves from the shame. And we get to really understand what it is, because when we speak about consciousness, that is the feminine. We're talking about the feminine and the embodiment of the feminine. It is our sexuality, where she resides. It is our yoni. It is our sacred womb. And to really not only know the anatomy, but to really get to know the feminine is getting to know ourselves and also in general what women look like.
And even if women get to know what they like, oftentimes, are they afraid to share with their partner and say, hey, this is what I like, where I like it, do this?
Yeah. Yeah. In general, we women are famous for having a hard time to asking for what we want. And it's definitely very hard if we're not totally comfortable and free in our sexuality to then ask our partner what to do and not to do. And then obviously there's also communication skills. And when do you ask your partner? Like, the worst time to ask for big things is during sex. Mm-hmm. It's just really having these conversations outside of the bedroom and to see how you can improve. And another top one thing is we're taking sexuality and lovemaking and sex so freaking serious. It's supposed to be playful. It's like, it's an exploration. It's a self-discovery. It's so many different things. And the more we get serious, the more we tense up.
I just want to say I'm back on air. I don't know what happened. My computer restarted. So hello, guys.
Hello. Well, you missed. We all got to check out each other's parts. So, you know, next time we see each other, Bridgetta, we got to go check it out, you know.
Maybe that's why Bridgetta checked out.
My point was, what I was trying to say with that is like, she wound up being freaked out about it. And then we were talking and she created a group on Facebook, which is really funny about like pussy power, basically in a sense, and how she recognized and realized that she was normal and she was describing like how she felt not normal and she was normal. And it was actually a really cool conversation. And then as we were talking with a bunch of our girlfriends, other girlfriends kind of felt the same way. And they held back maybe in sex or didn't feel as confident or whatnot because they didn't feel as pretty there or that theirs wasn't pretty, you know, after watching porn or whatever it was. So like, it was an interesting conversation. And then I'm realizing how many women kind of felt like that. So anyway, that was my point that I was getting at.
Do you think a lot, when you bring up watching porn, do you think a lot of guys watch porn and then kind of get like the wrong impression? They see stuff and think, oh yeah, well, I've got to last for hours and I got to have a big dick and that's what's important. And do they get like wrong ideas from watching that?
Oof. Some. I certainly wouldn't say all. It depends on the amount of porn they're watching. And again, like anything else, it comes down to consciousness. Yeah. I'm not anti-porn. I actually enjoy porn myself. When you start to abuse porn and you start to, I mean, I've had clients come in who were masturbating 5 times a day and then they're like, how come I can't get a girlfriend?
Okay.
you're losing all your energy and all you see are these tight little bodies and all you know is your hand. It's also more about the physical component than even the visual, because when a male masturbates, his hand is a certain position. And if you get more or less addicted to that, when you're with a woman, it's not the same feeling. And so you're not going to be enjoying yourself. And that's what leads to a lot of the ED. But yes, do men think they should be performance stars? Absolutely. And I think that is certainly in porn and other places. And as far as the vaginas we see in porn, which are, you know, 90% bald, and the, you know, women are now these days getting their lips cut, right, for plastic surgery because they want to look like that. Yeah, I think that's what men see in porn, especially when they're young. And women somehow get the idea that I need to be like that to look good.
Mm. And so
okay, we haven't got much time left. So quickly, tips for men. You gave us slow down. What are the tips do you have for men?
One of the things that Heike talked about was if your woman starts crying in bed, don't stop, because what you're doing is helping her release something. So you're not doing anything wrong. Just stay with the tears and let them flow. That's part of the healing. If you react to it, then she's not going to feel safe to let go again.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then the other one is really to not focus on your orgasm so much. To just, I mean, that it may come, it may not. I didn't mean to say that's play of words there. But to really focus on the energy between you two, to learn more about how energy works and taking this. I mean, Gail, I know you get this because of your Reiki training. The amount of sexual energy that's available and how to play with that can be so exhilarating and open up parts of your body you never knew. If you've never experienced a full body orgasm from energy, you don't know what you're missing. So you could really just start by studying these things.
Yeah. Sexual energy is a very, very powerful energy. In fact, I'm on my way to see John of God. And when you have a spiritual intervention from him, you're not allowed to have sex for well, a week if you've been had a surgery before, 40 days if it's your first time. And the reason is because the energy is so powerful that it's going to, you know, blow out whatever, you know, healing energy is set up. So it's kind of like a little strange thing. But because sexual energy is so powerful and it can be used in, you know, so many ways for healing and manifesting. And a lot of it, people don't even realize how powerful it is.
Exactly. And another tip I give men is once a week, if you have a partner, once a week, take time to do what we call sacred sexuality, or I think Layla Martin calls urban tantra and some other things, or tantra for dummies.
Beginners.
Basically, yeah, for beginners. I mean, basically, you're putting everything aside. You're setting aside 3 or 4 hours, no phones, no kids, no nothing. And you're lighting candles and you're putting on music and you're starting by eye gazing, you know, setting intentions of what you want this session to be about, letting go of anything between you before you make love, basically going to church. And that's when you bring spirit into your lovemaking.
Beautiful. Thank you guys.
So well, much. We're actually out of time. Yeah. You guys were awesome.
So awesome. I'm so sorry that my computer kept turning off. I don't know what that is, but, So I got missed so part of it.
Do you want to give us a website or somewhere people can find you?
Yes, that's what I was saying. I think it's sextraordinaryliving.com and then your meetup.com/sexandloveunplugged, correct?
That's yes. Down in San Diego, yes.
Perfect. And then anything else you guys want to, last minute, anything?
It's sexual self-knowledge is really the empowerment. Get to know yourself and your sexuality. And we also, because there's probably a lot of questions coming up, we were thinking about it before the show, we want to really offer people that do think about working with us to really contact us, because we will offer a 20-minute free consultation and to see how we can assist.
Perfect. And then should they contact you through your website, or do you want to give a number out?
Yes, there's a contact. All the contact information is on our website. And give us a call.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you, too.
Thank you both.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Have an amazing week and weekend, you guys. And we'll see you all next Monday.
Bye.
You're listening to Soul Sisters Radio with Bridgetta and Gail, only on LA Talk Radio.